Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Guan Di Miao. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we unravel the fascinating stories behind Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the intriguing world of Guan Di Miao. Buckle up as we explore this lesser-known but captivating topic that intertwines history, spirituality, and community. Now let's start with a fundamental question. What exactly is Guan Di Miao? At its core, Guan Di Miao refers to a Chinese temple dedicated to the veneration of Guan Yu, a revered figure in Chinese culture. Guan Yu, who lived during the late Eastern Han Dynasty, is a celebrated general known for his loyalty, righteousness, and martial prowess. Over time, he was deified and became a symbol of brotherhood, loyalty, and integrity, virtues that continue to inspire many. Imagine walking into one of these temples. The air is thick with incense smoke, and the rich tapestry of red and gold adorns every surface. It's a mesmerizing atmosphere where spirituality and history collide, drawing worshipers and visitors alike into a realm of reflection and reverence. Now, let me take you back in time. Picture ancient China, a land of dynasties and tides of change. During the Song Dynasty, the worship of Guan Yu gained immense popularity, and temples dedicated to him sprouted across the country. These Guan Di Miao became pivotal spiritual and social centers, often serving as meeting grounds where people gathered not just for religious rituals, but also for community discussions and socializing. But here's where things get interesting. The influence of Guan Di Miao transcended Chinese borders. As Chinese communities migrated, they brought with them their cultural and religious practices, establishing Guan Di Miao in various parts of Asia, including Taiwan, Vietnam, and even Japan. In these places, the temple served as a bridge, connecting people back to their cultural roots while helping them navigate their new environments. This brings us to a compelling point of discussion. The role of cultural symbols and figures, like Guan Yu, in maintaining cultural identity amidst globalization. How do these symbols help communities retain their uniqueness while assimilating into broader societies? What role do they play in preserving traditions that might otherwise fade away? Speaking of which, I recall a story from a friend who visited a Guan Di Miao in Taiwan. Walking in, they were struck by the seamless blend of ceremony and community activity. Locals were lighting incense and making offerings, and at the same time, casual conversations and shared meals were taking place. It was a living testament to Guan Yu's spirit of fraternity and togetherness, transcending mere ritual to foster a genuine sense of community. It makes one wonder, in our fast-paced digital age, could such places provide much-needed sanctuary and connection? As we ponder these queries, let's consider how the physical structure of Guan Di Miao reflects deep cultural values. Traditionally, these temples are built with meticulous attention to detail. They often feature intricate carvings depicting scenes from Guan Yu's life and exploits, designed not only as acts of artistic expression, but as tools of education and cultural transmission. For example, many of these carvings emphasize Guan Yu's commitment to brotherhood, encouraging those who visit to embody similar virtues. But let's not forget that, like all jewels of history, Guan Di Miao is not immune to the ravages of time. Several temples have faced deterioration or even destruction due to natural disasters and socio-political changes. Yet, there's a resilient spirit in efforts to restore and preserve these cultural landmarks. Restoration projects, often supported by local communities and historical preservation societies, strive to maintain the legacy of Guan Di Miao. They emphasize not just the physical rebuilding of structure, but the revitalization of the cultural and communal bonds these temples represent. And so I pose another question to you, our listeners. What is the significance of preserving such temples today? Is it merely about safeguarding architectural beauty? Or do these spaces offer something deeper? A timeless echo of values that stand to unite us against division and discord. I encourage you to ponder the ways in which historical and spiritual sites in your own communities might serve as more than passive landmarks. How might they be catalysts for dialogue, for connection, for unity in an increasingly fragmented world? As we wrap up this journey through history, spirituality, and culture, I hope you found the exploration of Guan Di Miao as enthralling as I did. Next time you have the opportunity, consider visiting a cultural site with fresh eyes. Engage with it. Ask questions. Let it challenge and reaffirm your understanding of the world and your place within it. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. If today's discussion sparked your curiosity, I invite you to dive deeper into the Wikipedia article on Guan Di Miao and even explore related topics. Remember, every article is a doorway into a universe of knowledge and insight. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Guan Di Miao. Thanks for listening. See you next time.